Perhaps there are souls. Does that mean that there is self? No. When we sometimes, because you used the term identities, which means that also after death there is an identity. But the thing is that if a realized being can right now have a, let's say, a body, have a mind, and have a life and experiences, and still without a self, right? So it's completely possible that there is an appearance, that there is an embodiment, that there is an existence, non-existence of something, and still there is absolutely no center, no self. So why would the soul be considered a self? Perhaps there are souls, perhaps souls take forms, but the soul is not an identity. The identity is formed only when awareness, the mind, becomes attached to a certain state, a certain condition, a certain appearance, and by saying mine creates an I, you see? That's an identity. There is no need for this process. So there are flowers and there are winds and there is lightning and there is thunder, and do they need a self? Does the sun have a self? It has definitely tremendous energy, right? It is so immensely powerful. It has more energy than maybe the entire humanity together. So, if the sun, if there can be energy, there can be force in nature without a self, why does a soul why is it suddenly a self? Why is it an identity? Now the thing is that when you get rid of the this illusion, you don't care so much what happens after death. It's because it is not really so important. You see, whether the appearance has a subtler level of appearance, of existence, and that this will survive, it's not so important because you are life, you see? You are everything. You no longer limit your identity. And therefore, it is not so important what will be the fate of one soul, if it survives, if it doesn't survive. Now, when you ask about awareness of death, my question to you is why not be aware now of death, you see? You can now be aware of death. You can now go through death. You don't need to wait for physical death. Physical death is just, you see, if we're not aware right now of death, being aware of death right now means finding out what is the state of mind when there are no, without any attachments, without any of our relationships, without our nationalities. You know, some people, they are so glued to their nationalities and to their religions that they're convinced that they will, I don't know, forever reincarnate as their as their religious identity or the national identity. It seems to them an eternal identity. What a waste of awareness. What a waste of the infinite energy of our mind, that it puts itself inside a small box of identity and therefore never really dies, you see, even when it dies physically. Even perhaps if it persists after death, it never really dies. So we should ask ourselves, if we could die, if we listen to this satsang, we were together, we already know, we've tasted death, you see. And therefore we get our answer. Our answer is yes, awareness remains after death.